Hello and welcome to Press TV's Interaction, the show dedicated to you, our viewers. On a weekly basis, we get up close and personal with you through our many different websites. I'm getting video comments, and that means interaction. So keep it coming. Email, Facebook, YouTube, LiveLink, interact. Now it's time to start off with the political news of the world. And what a better place to start off with than the Islamic Republic. Now the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says the Western expectations that the Islamic Republic limits its missile power is a stupid idea. Ayatollah Khamenei, who made the remarks on Sunday during a visit to the IRGC, Aerospace Forces Central Command, was reacting to a request made by world powers currently engaged in nuclear talks with Iran. Now, I got a comment for you guys, and this comment is by the Rahnama. He says, it's America that needs to get its house in order and get rid of the fifth column Zionist infection, not Iran. Iran has every reason under the sun to keep its military deterrence potency strong.
Of Iran's Islamic Revolution said today, basically, that what the West is trying to do, limit Iran's missile program, is something definitely not rational at all. How do you see Washington's efforts right now in actually trying to deal with the Iran's missile program and trying to limit? Do you think they believe that actually Iran would agree to such a request?
Well, the United States will obviously try and see what it can do to limit any form of progress that comes out of Iran. The nuclear negotiations between Iran and the United States are, of course, about the peaceful nature of the Iranian nuclear program and the removal of sanctions. And from the very start, Ayatollah Khamenei has said that nothing else will be included in the talk. The United States, obviously, to make things more complicated and more difficult, is attempting and has been attempting to dilute the talks and add other issues to the talks themselves. But they're both irrelevant, and they go against the spirit of the agreement that the Iranians signed with the P5+1 in the first place.
Dear leader, I salute you. Your wise and logical thinking, Islamic Republic of Iran is the true guardian of Muslim Ummah. 1.3 billion seen by your actions and good deed towards not only our Muslim Ummah, but toward our Christian brothers and sisters and our real Jewish brothers and sisters.
The USA always uses the same trick. Get you put down your defensive weapons, then as you walk away, they shoot you in the back. Do not fall for their tricks. The USA's government is not to be trusted, at least not after they have murdered millions of women and children.
Now let's move on to our next news item, but we're going to stay right in the Islamic Republic. Now, an Iranian aerospace official says the country plans to launch three indigenously designed and manufactured satellites into orbit during the current Iranian calendar year started March 21st, 2014. Deputy head of Iran Space Agency, ISA, Hamid Fazali said on Saturday that the three satellites will be lifted into space before the end of the year.
Iran simply seems to overcome anything and everything thrown at them. Illegal sanctions can't even hinder the Islamic Republic from move forward.
Let's stay in the U.S. and see what else is going on. The U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has ranked Israel as the third most aggressive intelligence service working against the United States. A leaked document shows. Now, the National Security Agency document obtained by NSA surveillance whistleblower Edward Snowden was revealed by American journalist Glenn Greenwald in line with the publication of his book, No Place to Hide, Edward Snowden, the NSA and the USA Surveillance State. Newsweek reported on Friday. Now, I got a comment for you. This comment is by LOL. Well, he's going by the name LOL anyway. Yes, thanks to American taxpayers, Israel is number three. Well done, Israel. Americans deserve every bit of it. All the Americans' wealth and fuel for their technology came from Arabs and how Americans paid them for their services by bombing the heck out of them.
Israel is, and always has been, a failed state. They depend on welfare, espionage, theft, usury, and war. Their currency has been reinvented several times. Their stolen land is a sitting duck, worse than the American fleet in the Persian Gulf. Everybody with 2 cents worth of compassion can't stand their iniquities.
The Jews are so well entrenched in every debt of the US government that they do their spying in full view of the US authorities, because they are the US authorities. But that could soon all come to change. If Emperor Bibi pushes the US into a war with Russia, then Zion's evil empire will be annihilated, along with a coalition of criminal regimes in Europe and the Middle East.
Are the people who think 9/11 was an inside job suffering from pathological delusions? Well, let's look at this viewpoint because it's really hot. It's been shared nearly 300 times and even tweeted a bunch of times. Let's go to the viewpoint. Now, let's go globetrotting. Let's go from Uncle Sam's land to Russia. Russia has called for an end to the Kiev authorities' military operations against pro-Moscow protesters in the southeastern part of Ukraine. In a statement released on Saturday, the Russian foreign minister expressed concern over the current situation in southeast Ukraine, saying it has been deteriorated due to the Kiev army's renewed crackdown on pro-Russian stronghold. Now, let's go to a comment. Let's see what JJ has to say. Everything the USA and their puppet government in Kiev says is lies and sheer insanity. We know the US wants a civil war in Ukraine because of all the money they can make from selling weapons for it. The USA taxpayers are footing the bill. Since the USA wants another war, the smart thing to do is make sure they don't get what they want.
Which doubts if the upcoming presidential election in Ukraine can be held in a democratic way. The Russian Foreign Ministry, in a statement, says the election cannot be held amid, quote, the thunder of guns in Ukraine. It added that Ukrainian officials should immediately end the ongoing military operations against anti-government activists. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian election body has warned that 2 million people could be prevented from voting in the May 25th election due to the clashes. The Electoral Commission says that it's impossible to organize the election in the eastern regions of Luhansk. And
Russia should go in there and show those terrorists in Kiev what it's like to use force against people.
Ukraine can become divided. Russia has to move in and secure the east of Ukraine. Otherwise, the Kiev government and the CIA will create a big bloodshed in order to take the eastern part of Ukraine under their control.
Welcome to Press TV's Interaction, the show where we get... We did that already, didn't we? Okay, I'm just having a little fun. Check this out. Press TV offers a variety of shows for you to watch, enjoy, and of course, interact with. Now, I know this show was already previously televised. This is last week's interaction, but it's a huge and hot topic that people keep resharing, going over with. The United States National Security Advisor recently visited Israel amid allegations that Tel Aviv was involved in espionage activities against its principal ally. Susan Rice met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and the meetings came ahead of strategic consultations between Washington and Tel Aviv. Now, let's do a little interaction. Let's see what's going on.
What a coincidence, and her father, second black governor of the Federal Reserve System. Follow the money trail. Israel, London, New York, small world, Aunt Liz. We'll talk to Charles shortly about your American vigilantes and other misguided adventures. Regards, Eras.
Susan, listen, Nutty, we're going to set the Arabs at each other's throats, and when they have blown each other to bits, you can have the whole region.
The former head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, has said that nuclear weapons are dangerous in any hand and must be eliminated. Hans Blix made this comment after saying that he's convinced Israel possesses nuclear weapons. Now, on the show Face to Face, our own newsroom director, Hamid Reza Emadi, did a wonderful interview with Mr. Blix. For that, I brought in Hamid. How are you?
Fine,
how's
you
everything?
Doing?
Tell me about the interview.
Well, it was a very interesting interview. Mr. Blix told me that he was spied on by the U.S. government.
Spied on?
Yes, he said that the U.S. government was trying to spy on his activities, on his life, and he said that people listened to his conversations. He hoped that people who listen to his conversations listen carefully.
Wow.
And then he said that the U.S. government was sending people to tell them what to do. And given the guy's capacity, he was the former head of the International Atomic Energy Agency. He said that the U.S. government sends people. They ask people at the helm of the U.N. agency to do things, giving them instructions. I asked him whether you implemented those things that they told you to do.
What did he say?
He said, didn't give a clear answer to that. He said, no, they knew that it didn't work with me. And when I said whether it worked with others, he said he doesn't know things about other people, how other people reacted to those instructions made by the U.S. government. But he implied that, yes, the U.S. government would ask these people, the heads of International Atomic Energy Agency over the years, and they might respond positively.
Wow.
They might do what the U.S. government tells them to do.
Now, he was in Israel, correct?
Well, he's been to Israel too, yeah.
What did he say about that?
He said that he's convinced that Israel has nuclear weapons. And he said Tel Aviv has to sign up to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, that's NPT.
Yes.
And he said that Israel is continuing its policy of ambiguity because it's being backed by the U.S. government.
Wow. Did he say that he fears for his life at all because he was spied on by the Americans?
He didn't say that, but people who formerly talked about Israel's nuclear weapons and the U.S. spying activities, they got themselves into trouble.
Yes.
And yes, maybe this guy's in trouble as well, but he didn't say directly that his life is in danger, but his life might be in danger because of what he said about Israel in particular and what he said about America.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
I love the show Face to Face.
I do too.
Of course, you've interacted with us.